This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. The United States depends on the South American nation of Venezuela for nearly 15% of its oil supply. However, Washington is increasingly fed up with the nation's popular leftist leader, President Hugo Chavez. He faces growing criticism by U.S. authorities who say he is destabilizing democracy in the region. From the Venezuelan capital of Caracas, Brian Ellsworth reports.
If there's one thing the Bush administration has never liked about President Chavez, it's the company he keeps. The firebrand leader outraged U.S. authorities in 2000 by visiting former Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein and maintains a close relationship with Cuba's Fidel Castro. Chavez recently welcomed to Venezuela another leader currently under the watch of the State Department, Iranian President Mohammad Khatami. To the tune of the Iranian national anthem, Khatami made a ceremonious entrance to Venezuela's legislature where he delivered a speech harshly criticizing the U.S. government. During the three-day visit, Chavez challenged the U.S. by backing Iran's efforts to develop nuclear technology while lashing out at the Bush administration.
All across South America, Africa, and Asia, there is a profound rejection of the imperialist attempts of the U.S. government to impose its doctrine on the world.
Statements like these are part of an increasingly hostile war of words between the U.S. and Venezuela. After practically wiping out domestic opposition in a recall referendum last August, Chavez is now portraying the United States as the principal enemy of his leftist reform campaign. He has slammed the United States for financing his political adversaries. For several weeks, he has repeated accusations that George W. Bush is plotting his assassination and accuses the U.S. government of planning a botched coup in April of 2002. He has not presented evidence to support these accusations, and the State Department denies the charges. However, the State Department initially provided tacit support for a transition government during Chavez's two-day ouster. Venezuela's foreign minister recently met with the U.S. ambassador to Venezuela in an effort to iron out differences, but relations remain strained. In recent months, Chavez has become something of a continental pariah for the State Department. In her Senate confirmation hearing, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice criticized President Chavez and his leadership.
I think it's extremely unfortunate that the Chavez government has not been constructive. And we are very concerned about a democratically elected leader who governs in an illiberal way.
President Chavez flouted Rice's accusations, joking in a television broadcast that Rice couldn't stop talking about him because she wanted to marry him. In an earlier exchange, he called Rice a political illiterate and offered to send her the Cuban literacy materials used in Venezuela. The State Department last month criticized Venezuela's decision to purchase assault rifles from Russia, alleging the weapons could end up in hands of leftist rebels in neighboring Colombia. The Venezuelan government called the statements, quote, another impertinence of the government of Mr. Bush, touching off a minor diplomatic spat. State Department spokesman Richard Boucher recently told reporters that the U.S. is concerned about Chavez's efforts to influence other governments in the region.
The fact is that President Chavez and some of his moves and statements recently has aroused concern in the region, certainly concern about democracy, and we look ourselves at what we can do to try to put things back on a better track.
President Chavez was elected twice on an anti-poverty platform and has promised to use Venezuela's oil wealth to combat spiraling poverty rates. His political opponents accuse him of colonizing state institutions to advance his political agenda. Alberto Garrido is a Venezuelan political analyst. He says President Chavez is seeking to expand his political influence throughout the world, which has increased tensions between the U.S. and Venezuela.
As Chavez's political project moves beyond the borders of Venezuela, logically it clashes with the geopolitics of the United States.
Garrido points out that the U.S. wants to promote free trade, increase anti-drug operations in Colombia, and isolate Cuba's Fidel Castro. He says President Chavez is working to block these efforts. But the diplomatic troubles have not yet affected the principal link between Venezuela and the United States. 1.4 million barrels of oil shipped each day from Venezuelan ports to U.S. shores. For NPR News, I'm Brian Ellsworth in Caracas.